Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ev Palicka. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Ev Palicka. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to third. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Furillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Hodges moves to third. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Campanella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Talbot hits a pop-up towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo. Baker reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Ralph Kiner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ev Palicka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palicka hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Hodges moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. of Palicka is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palicka is 0 for 1 in the game. Palicka strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tapp strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor hits a line drive into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Baker. The throw from Campanella and he is safe. Baker steals second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 2 in the game. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Opelika. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Woge now pitching. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tapp hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Minner is 0-for-2 in the game. Minner strikes out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-3 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Talbot. The throw from Campanella and he is out, Reese applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Sauer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. Snyder moves to third. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ferrillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Campanella is 0-for-3 in the game. Campanella hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woji fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Woji is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Woji strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Minor is 0 for 3 in the game. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Reese reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Talbot is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a line drive into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Baker reaches second base with a double. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Fondi is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fondi is walked intentionally. Jim Hughes now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam now playing right field. Carl Furillo now playing left field. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kiner is 0-for-4 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hughes drops the ball. Baker scores. Fondi moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.